Well, as we do every Wednesday, we like to meet with Dr. Mitch Earlywine, who's an associate professor of psychology at the University of Albany, State University of New York. Thank you for joining us again, Dr. Earlywine.
Thanks so much.
And we've been also giving away copies of Dr. Earlywine's Parents' Guide to Marijuana. We'll remind everyone that you can get a copy of that out at Amazon.com and also through links on our blog at stash.normal.org. And speaking of the parents and kids, I thought today, since we just had the Easter break and we're just hitting springtime, that it might be time that we talk about young people and their possible uses of marijuana and other substances during spring break or other events. And so Dr. Earlywine's the man to talk to on this issue. What should we tell the kids there out there that might be listening about their use of marijuana and other drugs during the spring break? What do they have to watch out for?
The funny thing about this is that I actually have a little acronym I use for spring break, and it's called Going on the Prowl. And so each letter stands for something, and everybody makes fun of me. But in fact, then after spring break, I often hear that people used it. The P stands for plan ahead. Literally, you've just got to have something fun to do each day that's not necessarily going to require any sort of drug-related work or anything like that, but to make sure you actually plan an event, because otherwise spring break kind of disappears on you and you realize you didn't get to do the fun things you wanted to do, or you just ended up watching movies and eating Cheetos and not really having all the fun you wish you had had. The R stands for rest, which I know doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but in fact, if you've just finished up your midterms and you're basically in need of sleep anyway, you're stunned at how much more fun you actually have if you go ahead and rest a whole lot beforehand, and then you have a little bit of energy when you do go out. The O is actually for one, and I get a little ribbing about this, but the idea is just that you're only going to use one intoxicant at a time or fewer, and people kind of give me a lot of elbowing about this one as well. But in truth, if you do combine alcohol with anything, you're going to pretty much mess up your perception of what that thing is doing to you. And as we've seen from some other data around here, the THC metabolism seems to slow if you've got alcohol in your system as well, making it just really hard to understand what's going on with you and what effect anything's going to have. The W in Prowl is for water, and I can't emphasize this enough, is stay hydrated if you're out in the sun or if you're drinking alcohol or under any other circumstances. Just make sure you really do get water in between all your other alcoholic drinks or anything like that. And people laugh, but basically if you're ordering drinks in a bar and you can't order a glass of water in between, the universe is trying to tell you something, that it's not time for another alcoholic drink until you've had some water. And finally, the L is the one that creates the most laughter but seems to be the most adaptive, and that's leave early. If you're going to be at a big party, you don't have to be the one to close it down. Trust me, those people who are lingering at the very end of the day aren't going to have any more fun than you are. And if you do leave early, then it's going to be easier to plan ahead, rest, stick to one thing, and get your water in you the next day. And so in the long run, you're going to have markedly more fun if you go on the prowl this way than if you just sort of let things happen on spring break willy-nilly.
I think that's a great acronym, although when you first mentioned it, I was thinking of a couple of other substitutes for L and a couple of the other letters, but I'm sure those other L words come along on their own. And of course, we want to encourage everyone to be safe in that respect as well. now, I'm glad that you mentioned the one part of this, because I think what will happen with a lot of younger people is they'll want to just try to overdo it. You know, try to think, well, this is spring break, and there's some sort of requirement to party hardy, to be the all-time greatest party you've ever had in your lifetime. And that's going to lead a lot of people to experimentation with, you know, with all these other types of intoxicants. And I'm glad you mentioned that the alcohol combined with the other intoxicants is going to prevent you from understanding what the other intoxicants are doing for you. It's not the time to experiment along with being drunk.
Well, and it's astounding how people who are, you know, a little bit intoxicated with alcohol often make some of the worst decisions we've ever seen. Alcohol is genuinely impairing, and I think because particularly folks who are new to alcohol use or who are just really into it don't understand that that is not the time to make a new decision about using anything new, doing anything new, even spending intimate time with anyone new. And so the opportunity is there to, if you keep the alcohol consumption low, a whole lot of other things are going to go well. And in truth, this notion of I've got to squeeze every second of fun out of spring break that I can is kind of naive, because in fact, you're going to get to have fun again. And if you're going to stay alive and have a good time this spring break, you get to stay alive and have a good time next spring break. And what's funny, too, is often the folks who, you know, try to yank every little bit of spring break fun out are the ones who are completely exhausted when they return to work and school the following Monday and find themselves really suffering. Whereas if you go ahead and leave early again, get yourself some sleep on that Saturday and Sunday beforehand, it's astounding how you go back to school and work and really be able to bounce back and feel refreshed instead of feeling just sort of bedraggled and hungover.
And the water aspect is also important, staying hydrated here. You know, we have, I know when I went to spring break, and I'm going to date this, you know, back in 1993, down in South Padre Island, Texas, that, you know, people were drinking from morning till night, you know, kegs out on the beach, people doing keg stands, and it's just a nonstop alcohol binge. And I was always pretty good about drinking water during those kind of things. And I saw the people around me kind of falling out by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, just because, you know, they hadn't kept themselves hydrated. How does this also then, with respect to other intoxicants, I know that there's, you know, there's going to be people out there that are going to be trying ecstasy, perhaps, and that I hear of a lot of deaths happening with ecstasy due to dehydration.
It's curious because I'm not on top of that literature the way I am on the marijuana literature, but the key issue for water is that it's great for metabolizing damn near anything. And I think what happens a lot of times, I'm up here in the north with all the Yankees, and we run down south and hit the beach really hard and haven't been in the sun more than a half an hour at a time, and suddenly we're out in the sun for 8, 9, 10, 11 hours. Mm. And, of course, that's just dehydrating in and of itself. And turns into a very outrageous drain on your body, whereas if you're willing to have, you know, just drink when you're thirsty and then drink one cup more, and it's astounding how much better you'll be doing than your friends who aren't necessarily sucking the water down.
Now, in case anyone does end up at a spring break party where someone has gone too far, one of their friends is showing signs of perhaps overdose, what sort of safety tips and help can we give people, or tips that we can give the students out there to help their friends?
The astounding thing is, it's never a problem to call 911. You don't get busted by calling 911. You don't end up going to jail for calling 911 when a friend is ill. And I feel like if that information alone was out there, people would understand that everything's really going to be okay. And it's okay to call 911 when really it's too early. And people say, oh, there's really nothing wrong. It's okay. That's so much better than waiting too long and finding out things have already gone too far before emergency folks can get there. Usually the key signs are, is the person listless and non-responsive? If so, get on the phone right away. There's no need to try any of your sort of half-baked ideas about what's supposed to help people. Get a professional there and get them there as quickly as possible, and it's astounding how much difference that can make in somebody's life. And it doesn't matter if it's somebody you know or somebody you don't know. If somebody's there who is listless and non-responsive, go ahead and make the call, and you'll be really, really grateful that you did.
Now, you mentioned some of the half-baked ideas people have to try to help someone who might be in an overdose situation. Let's debunk those myths. What are some of the things you don't do to try to help someone who's in one of those situations?
Well, the ridiculous one that I keep hearing is that you're going to give caffeine to somebody who's had too much alcohol, and somehow that's going to sober them up.
Uh-huh.
All that does is make their body completely confused, and they become these sort of wide awake, listless drunks.
Yeah,
is no good at all. The quick move to induce vomiting is also not always the best advice, although certainly unpleasant. It may not often be helpful enough to do what you actually really need to do. And then these other ones about letting people lie down and then sort of leaving them lying on their back where they could actually end up choking and killing themselves is another big issue. So get somebody lying down with their head turned to the side and call emergency medicine right away. They'll coach you through it. You can talk to somebody and find out, you know, is this bad enough that we need to have somebody come out or not? And, you know, there are markedly worse things than having somebody come out and it really wasn't so bad. that's okay. It's the other error we really want to avoid.
Yeah, we don't want to see anyone losing their life just for a spring break. That's definitely not the price you want to pay for spring break.
You got it.
Well, all right. Well, we want to once again thank Dr. Earlywine for joining us here every Wednesday here on the Daily Audio Stash, and want to talk to all the college students out there who'll be enjoying spring break this week and throughout the rest of spring to be safe out there. Make sure you go on the prowl. Let's remind them of what those letters are again.
So P is for planning ahead. R, rest. Get plenty of rest. O is for one. Just use one intoxicant at a time. W for water. Stay hydrated. And L, leave early. Let somebody else close down the party while you head home and get your sleep.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Earlywine, for joining us again on The Stash.
Always a pleasure.